Jack London, Yah Yah Yah, narrated by Alan Montero. He was a whiskey-guzzling Scotchman, and he downed his whiskey neat, beginning with his first tot punctually at 6 in the morning, and thereafter repeating it at regular intervals throughout the day till bedtime, which was usually midnight. He slept but 5 hours out of the 24, and for the remaining 19 hours he was quietly and decently drunk. During the 8 weeks I spent with him on the Oolong Atoll, I never saw him draw a sober breath. In fact, his sleep was so short that he never had time to sober up. It was the most beautiful and orderly perennial drunk I've ever observed. McAllister was his name. He was an old man, and very shaky on his pins. His hand trembled as with a palsy, especially noticeable when he poured his whiskey, though I never knew him to spill a drop. He had been 28 years in Melanesia, ranging from German New Guinea to the German Solomons, and so thoroughly had he become identified with that portion of the world that he habitually spoke in that bastard lingo called Bec de Mer. Thus, in conversation with me, sun he come up meant sunrise, kai kai he stop meant that dinner was served, and belly belong me walkabout meant...